where you sit in a comfortable position. Basically, we are trying for a guided sitting session. You can settle back to the place, to the moment, and can keep your head straight, neck also straight, and keeping the body relaxed. And can close the eyes in a gentle manner. Now you can take a deep breath, hold it for a second, and gently release. So at the moment, we are not walking, we are not lying down, and we are not standing, but we are sitting. So how am I feeling this sitting posture? Head straight, eyes are gently closed, lips are touching gently, neck also straight, but there is no tension. Shoulders in a restful position. Arms are resting. Body is not moving. And maybe sometimes leaning onto the chair. Maybe using a cushion to sit. And there can feel the pressure at our buttocks. Heaviness is felt there, weight is felt there, and legs may be bent. So it is the posture very much like a pyramid, like an ant's hill. It's a stationary position, still position, stable position. Again, we can take a deep breath, hold it for a second, and then release. If your mind wanders towards the past or future, slowly recognize it and then bring it back. So if you are already in a position to look at the mind directly, you can start like that. So already one should have a fair amount of mindfulness and again great amount of clear comprehension in order to look at the mind directly. Otherwise, we may get bewildered or we may get carried away by various thoughts, emotions happening in the mind. But with continuous practice on the body, Kaya Anupassana, and maybe with the feelings, Vedana Anupassana, one is able to develop mindfulness, clear comprehension. And once developed, we can go to the Chitta Anupassana or to understanding the mind. There we are keeping the mind in a relaxed manner, not in a strict, rigid manner, rather giving some freedom for the mind to move as it likes. But we are quite confident that we can handle it. We are not promoting any defilements. We are not driven by various emotions. Rather, we are able to maintain an equipoise, a balanced mind, a mindfulness is established, and we can recognize various thoughts coming and going. They have their own causes and conditions to arise, and they come and make a visit, but we are not offering any tea or food, and we simply allow them to be. Since we are not promoting them, since we are not feeding them, strengthening them, they start to weaken, they start to fade away, and ultimately they completely disappear. There may be a lustful thought, so we recognize it and be face to face with it, not being deluded by it, and allow it to go. There may be a renunciation thought. We recognize it. We are not going to promote it. We recognize it as a simply a thought, and we allow it to go. There may be a hateful thought. We recognize it. We are not afraid of it. And once recognized and not promoting it, it starts to weaken. And once it becomes weaker and weaker, ultimately it disappears. There may be a loving kindness thought. We recognize it. But we are not now developing loving kindness meditation. Rather, we recognize this thought as a loving kindness thought. And we simply allow it to be. Not promoting, not rejecting, just be. But with very good mindfulness, clear comprehension. As a result of that, this too will pass. That also has gone. So the mind becomes fairly stable, stabilized, not agitated. And we know how to handle various kinds of defilements. And we are not afraid of them. At the same time, we are not promoting them. If the mind is free from any defilements, we are maintaining some effort to keep it free, to maintain that purity. Due to some reason, if there are defilements appear in the mind, we recognize them. We are not promoting them. Slowly allow it to fade away. So non-judgmentally, we are applying mindfulness here. Either the wholesome thoughts or the unwholesome thoughts. They are merely thoughts. In essence, they have no any value. They are merely thoughts. So as you are continuing, probably the rate of the thoughts may start to reduce. Previously, there may be, say, 30 thoughts per minute. Now it may be 20 thoughts per minute. It may be 10 thoughts per minute. Now you can easily understand, easily recognize each thought after the other. So they are coming, trying to tempt us, delude us, but we are quite mindful. As a result, they simply go, they simply pass away. Another one coming, trying to tempt us, we are being aware of it, and simply let it go, pass away. Likewise, with a relaxed mind, yet with clear comprehension, we are recognizing each and every thought. As we do so, the whole thoughts start to fade away. They lose their capacity, they lose their strength. And mind becomes lighter, soft. If there are no thoughts at all, can keep that quietude, not trying to hold the breath, not trying to hold with the sensations, not trying to hold with various feelings, and not encouraging thoughts. Just be. Stay, just stay. There may be various thoughts again coming and requesting to do this, to do that, but they are all formations, sankhara. They always promote some activity which causes the agitation. As we recognize it, we avoid agitation and simply trying to keep the mind in the present moment. So the practice becomes fairly simplified.